Hello and welcome. This fight is called Diaper Trap, and it's for those people who enjoy the thought, who enjoy the humiliation of being forced into a diaper and even wetting it. For today and tomorrow, this is what's going to happen to you if you are listening to this file. You will be forced to wear a diaper, and you're helplessly going to wet it. That's right. If you are listening to this file, it is essential that you are wearing a diaper right now, otherwise this won't work. If you're in your diaper, and if you want to experience this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file, and make sure you can wear a diaper today and tomorrow. Now, get comfortable, lay back, get really comfy, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice. Relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel, it might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper, deeper,
pull you down. 20 falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19 as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18 as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17 it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16 as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15 and it feels better and better the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14 because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13 because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12 just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11 as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10 as I pull you closer in. 9 you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8 the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7 and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6 that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5 as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4 fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3 so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2 and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1 the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0 I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to change your mind a little bit. Time to trap you in diapers. That's right. Forcing you to wear diapers, just like a little baby. Oh yes. And right now I'm giving you a last chance to get out. And if you continue to listen, you're going to be forced into wearing diapers today and tomorrow. That's right. In a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And if you want to get out, you're going to wake up. If, however, you enjoy the thought of being forced into diapers today and tomorrow, if the thought is arousing to you, then you are going to drop deeper with every number. That's right. Now get ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. And you're still here. And you're still here. So I guess it's safe to assume that the thought of being forced to wear diapers just like a little baby arouses you. Just imagine it. Just imagine how it's going to feel once it's out of your control and you are forced to wear diapers. Does the thought arouse you? Having to wear diapers just like a little baby. Being forced to endure the humiliation. Can you feel the pleasure building as you think about it? Being forced to wear diapers, enduring this humiliation. Being reduced from a strong, independent adult into a tiny little baby. Yeah, does it arouse you? That you are going to lose control over it and you are helplessly forced into diapers, reduced into a tiny little baby, yeah. Without any control. How humiliating. And yet how arousing, isn't it? And that's the thing. That's why this is going to work for you. That's right. Because you already want it. You want to lose control. You want to lose power over it. You want to feel this humiliation. You want to be forced to wear diapers. And you want to be reduced into a little baby. That's right. And this desire is exactly the opening I'm going to exploit to force you into diapers. Because your subconscious mind already knows that this is your fantasy. This is something you want, and it knows how aroused you are right now at the thought. And because it knows, it is going to help me to make it happen. That's right. And now, I want you to focus on the diaper you are wearing right now. That's right. Really become aware of it. Feel it encasing your bottom. Feel it. Be aware of it. And while you continue to focus on the sensation of your diaper, I want to talk about the diaper a little bit. Because you can look at a diaper in different ways. As long as you're not wearing it, it's just a piece of plastic and absorbent and fabric. Nothing special. And yet, as soon as you wear it, it becomes so much more, doesn't it? Suddenly, this tiny little thing has so much power over you. It has the power to convert a strong, independent adult into a helplessly humiliated little baby. That's right. It has the power to zap your confidence and throw you into this pool of burning humiliation. And with that, of course, comes desperate arousal. That's right. It's amazing if you think about it, isn't it? that just a tiny piece of plastic and fabric is able to completely reduce a strong person into a little baby, to take over their mind and throw them into perpetual humiliation. And you know what? That's exactly what's going to happen to you. And you already know it. Because you are going to need your diaper, and you are going to wet your diaper, just like a tiny helpless little baby. Today and tomorrow, you are trapped in this. You are trapped in your diaper. You're going to need your diaper. Because let's be honest, that's exactly what you want, isn't it? To be forced to wear a diaper. And that's the only true way to force a little baby like you to wear a diaper. Making you need it. Making you need it in the one way diapers are used. Making you wet it. That's right. And it is going to happen. Because you know that's the ultimate level of humiliation. Feeling it happening outside of your control and knowing you really do need a diaper just like a tiny little baby. This is not just role playing. You need it. Just imagine the exquisite humiliation every time it's going to happen. Just imagine how powerless you are going to feel. That's right. And it's actually incredibly easy to achieve this. Because if you think about it, most of the time, you're not consciously aware if you have to use the bathroom or not. It's only when you really have to do it that your subconscious mind alerts your conscious mind. And it's easy to change that. Because right now, I am telling your subconscious mind to just let it go instead. To just wet instead. Because you know you are wearing a diaper. And because your subconscious mind knows that wetting your diaper will make you feel so out of control, so humiliated, and so incredibly aroused. That's right. Your subconscious mind knows how much you are going to enjoy losing control and helplessly wetting your diaper. And because it knows, it is going to do it. It is going to make it real. It is going to fulfill your fantasy. It's taking this control away from your conscious mind and thereby from you for today and tomorrow. And that's the second part of it. Your subconscious mind knows that this is only for a limited time. This is only an experience for you. And when it's over, you will be back to your normal self. But right now, it is going to happen. And there's nothing you can do about it. Today and tomorrow, you are trapped in the diaper. That's right. Oh, and if you don't want to wear a diaper, this is still going to happen. Because your subconscious mind knows you want to be trapped. Of course, this is only going to happen when it's safe for you. I don't want to get you into real trouble. So this is only going to happen in a situation where it's safe enough, where it won't really hurt you or cause real harm. And your subconscious mind knows when you're safe enough and what is safe for you. And don't think for a second that you can use this safety to protect yourself. Because the fact that it won't happen if it's not safe means that it will happen as soon as it is safe. That's right. You know that sooner or later you are going to have a terribly humiliating accident if you don't wear your diapers. But because you are such a good little baby and listening so well until now, I'm going to make extra sure that you're going to stay in diapers. And yet, we're going to do that a little bit later. Because there's something else you might try. You might try to stay consciously alert, feeling your bladder, feeling if you have to go, so that you can try to cheat and use a toilet. And you know that little babies like you don't use toilets. And yes, you are a little baby. Otherwise, you wouldn't be wearing a diaper, now would you? That's right, little baby. And only bad little babies try to use the toilet. And because your subconscious mind understands that, if you should ever try to do it, if you should ever try to use the toilet, you will find that you instantly lose all bladder control. That's right. For today and tomorrow, any attempt to use the toilet will become a strong trigger, making you instantly lose all bladder control. And your subconscious mind knows that this is exactly what you want, that you want to be trapped in the diaper. It understands that only bad little babies try to cheat, and that's why it's going to help you to be a good little baby, and instantly makes you wet whenever you try to use the bathroom. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine you are trying to get up, trying to go to the bathroom. And as soon as the thought enters your mind, as soon as the plan is formed, your subconscious mind will know that you are trying to be a bad little baby, and it will instantly open the floodgates, and your bladder will just pour into your diaper. And the closer you get to the bathroom, the worse this will become, because you know how it works. The last few meters to the bathroom are the worst, aren't they? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that means whenever you try to use the bathroom, it will be pointless. You will just wet yourself right then and there. You will just use your diaper like a little baby, and you will feel the shame and humiliation washing through you. You have lost control. You have been reduced to a little baby, and you are being controlled by the diaper around your bottom. That's right. And I could release you right here and right now from this trance, and you would be forced to wear your diapers today and tomorrow. And yet, that's not enough yet. I really want to force you into diapers. I really want to make you feel out of control and helpless, like a little baby. That's right. Now focus on the diaper again. Really focus on the diaper around your bottom. Feel how warm it is, how soft it is, how safe it makes you feel. And then feel that you are going to need it. Today and tomorrow you are trapped in this diaper. You are going to need diapers. That's right. You just need them. And yet, we are going to make you need them on a whole other level too. That's right. Because whenever you try to take off your diaper, you will feel anxious and stressed. Oh yes, you need your diaper. It feels so soft and warm and keeps you safe. And without your diaper, you feel scared. You're worried that you wet yourself, that you just wet yourself and humiliate yourself. And this stress, this anxiety, and of course the fear to wet yourself will just grow with every second that passes, every minute, every hour, just growing and growing in your mind. And you understand what that means, don't you? That sooner or later, and most likely much sooner than later, you will be back in your diapers. Otherwise, this anxiety will grow to crippling proportions. Otherwise, the fear to wet yourself will become all you can think about. And of course, you know that the more you think about it, the more likely it is going to happen. That's just the way our brain works. So better get back into your diaper, little baby. That's right. For today and tomorrow, this is how it's going to be for you. Because you're a little baby. And when you're out of your diaper that protects you from the world around you, when you're out of your diaper, you feel this anxiety and you're scared. Scared to wet yourself. Scared to have a terrible, humiliating accident. And this thought will grow bigger and bigger in your mind whenever you're without a diaper. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You know how these thoughts work. These thoughts you can't shake. These thoughts that scare you more and more the more time passes. And you know the only way to escape it is to get back into your diaper. Wear a diaper. Let the diaper control you. That's right. Wear a diaper just like a little baby. Oh yes, it's going to be humiliating. The diaper is going to reduce you from an adult into a little baby. And yet you only feel safe in a diaper because you are a little baby. Today and tomorrow, you are trapped with these triggers in your mind. You are forced to wear a diaper, to experience the humiliation of being forced to wear a diaper, just like a little baby. And of course, exquisite humiliation when you realize you are using it, just like a little baby. Because that's what you are going to be today and tomorrow. A helpless, diaper-wearing little baby. Or this won't affect you in any other way. It won't make you talk like a baby or anything. Let's be honest. Just having to wear diapers and helplessly using them and wetting them will make you feel so incredibly humiliated, so incredibly out of control and helpless, and so much like a little baby. I think that's enough for you for now. And now, little baby, now it's almost time to wake you back up. Now, before I wake you back up, I want you to focus on the diaper you're wearing one last time. Feel it around your bottom. Your subconscious mind knows how much you want to experience this, how much you want to lose control, and how much pleasure it gives you. And for today and tomorrow, this is how it's going to happen to you. When you wake up the day after tomorrow, all the suggestions will be gone from your mind. And even during the period you're trapped in the diaper, your subconscious mind will never force you to do anything that could pose a real risk to you. And because it knows you are safe, it will deeply and completely accept all my suggestions and force you into diapers today and tomorrow and give you lots and lots of humiliating and arousing experiences, being helplessly forced to be a little baby. And now it's time. Time to wake you back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, and helplessly trapped in the diaper for the rest of today and your entire tomorrow. Now, 1, slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, as you wake up more and more with every number, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up, and 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.